A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Utah National Guardsmen are in Morocco helping sort through the aftermath of a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. Officials say well over 2,000 people are dead. Thousands more are injured. Crews happened to be in Morocco training for natural disaster response when that quake hit. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell is live with details. Hugo?
So, Maria, right now, Utah National Guardsmen are actually 6 hours north of Morocco and away from the earthquake. They're preparing for the training program you just mentioned. They are on standby, though, and ready to help if called upon for the earthquake effort. For 20 years, Utah has been partnered with Morocco as part of what the Department of Defense calls the State Partnership Program, where each state's National Guard is assigned a partner country. Coincidentally, National Guardsmen were already in Morocco when the earthquake hit, and Governor Spencer Cox posted on social media that Utah stands ready to help through our strong military ties with the kingdom. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Police say about 100 people at Salt Lake City's Jewish Community Center had to shelter in place for over 2 hours on Saturday after a threat involving a bomb was called into 911.
So I don't know where the call originated from. That's part of our ongoing investigation. But they did use technology that allows them to hide their exact phone number or their IP address. So that's part of our investigation.
Salt Lake Police spokesman Brent Weisberg says they're investigating it as a potential swatting incident, which is basically a hoax threat that's designed to pull police resources. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The FDA has just signed off on a new COVID vaccine to target new variants. The new Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are approved for 12 years old and older. The FDA says the original Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines are no longer authorized for use in the U.S. Experts say an updated vaccine will be available soon. KSL's top national stories this hour. Controversy in New Mexico after the state's governor signed a public health emergency order to suspend the right to carry a gun in public for 30 days in the Albuquerque metro area. Bernalillo County Sheriff John Allen argues that the ban will only harm those who are law-abiding gun owners and says that his own brother recently was a survivor of a shooting.
How do I call my brother and tell him, you can't carry a firearm, but don't worry, because your brother's the sheriff, he's got you? That's not true. I'm delayed in my response. What does he do when something is rapidly evolving to protect himself?
The governor says the law is in response to the shooting deaths of three children from July through September and a pair of mass shootings in the state. KSL legal analyst Greg Stewartis tells Dave and Dujanovic the law could have a deeper meaning.
Maybe it's symbolic what's happening in New Mexico. Maybe this governor is just saying, hey, somebody needs to do something, even if it's unenforceable. But you would expect that she would propose legislation, talk to her legislators, talk to some groups, do what they can to maybe issue or put in place some restrictions that would pass constitutional inspection. This one probably doesn't.
After 30 days, officials say they will revisit the ban. The National Association for Gun Rights has filed a lawsuit against the governor. Transportation officials say a few exit and on-ramps on I-15 and Nephi will be closed through Saturday. The I-15 northbound South Main Street exit will be closed through Saturday, and crews will be replacing the concrete pavement on the ramp. 12 schools in Salt Lake City will give free school lunch to all students this year. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, the schools have all qualified for a federal free lunch program, basically because so many of their students are using food stamps or Medicaid or other government programs. They also qualify for the free school breakfast and lunch. This means each student will get the free food without having to even apply for the program. District spokeswoman Yandri Chatwin says that'll make a huge difference.
That's 2 out of 3 meals a day that families don't have to worry about for their child. And the fact that these schools have that opportunity for students is going to make sure students are set up for success every single day.
The list includes 10 elementary schools, Glendale Middle, and Horizonte Instruction and Training Center. Anyone who has kids at these schools that are not actually getting the free reduced lunch or other schools in the district, Chatwin says that they will have to apply for those, but they are trying to make it so that anyone who qualifies for the reduced lunch won't have to pay and can just get the free lunch. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Idaho has been seeing the biggest home price increase in the country over the past decade. Their home prices went up more than 78%. Utah isn't far behind in fourth place nationwide. Zillow data shows Utah home prices have gone up just shy of 65% over the past decade. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. And it is emergency traffic that continues into our Monday noontime drive. This is for Utah County drivers. The crash on northbound I-15 approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard still blocking two right lanes of traffic with delays back to Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news different.
We're going
to
spend $4 trillion more than the government takes in. That's not sustainable.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Meet Mary. Mary has a rewards checking account with UFirst Credit Union. By using her UFirst Rewards debit card, Mary collects points every month and can use them for things like gifts and cash back. With UFirst, Mary is happy because her everyday purchases always add up to extraordinary rewards. You can earn rewards too. Learn more about UFirst Rewards checking at UFirstCU.com. That's the letter U, FIRSTCU.com.
The Utah RV Super Show, the premier RV event of the year, is back at Mountain America Expo, Thursday, September 14th through Sunday, September 17th. Come see the new 2024 models and special closeout pricing on all 2023 models. Bring a can of food for the Utah Food Bank and get $1 off per can, up to half off adult admission. Unplug from distractions and plug into your family at the Utah RV Super Show. Discount passes at UtahRVSuperShow.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Utah National Guardsmen are already in Morocco this morning, helping sort through the aftermath of a devastating 6.8 magnitude earthquake. KSL News Time, 12:07. Novak Djokovic took home his 24th Grand Slam title in tennis at the U.S. Open. The star put on a T-shirt after the win, honoring his friend, the late basketball great Kobe Bryant. Now, Djokovic says that the number 24 has added meaning now.
24 is the jersey that he wore when he became a legend of Lakers and world basketball. So I thought, you know, it could be a nice symbolic thing to acknowledge him.
Now, Kobe Bryant's, his daughter and seven others were killed in a helicopter crash in 2020. Now, American Coco Gauff won the women's side of the Open. It's the first Grand Slam title for the 19-year-old. The Utah Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has opened a new office in Taylorsville. The chamber was almost forced to close during the pandemic, but the board chair says it now has strong offices in Ogden, Salt Lake City, and now Taylorsville. The office runs in the Mountain America Credit Union's Taylorsville branch and will help more Hispanic entrepreneurs get loans. Transportation officials say a few exit and on-ramps on I-15 and Nephi will be closed through Saturday. The I-15 northbound South Main Street exit will be closed through Saturday. Now, crews will be replacing the concrete pavement on that ramp. More than a million cable subscribers were left without many channels as part of a dispute. ABC's Brian Clark says the two sides have reached an agreement to restore those channels immediately.
Charter had dropped Disney-owned stations, including ESPN, ABC, and FX, as part of a dispute with Disney, saying its customers should have a choice on whether to purchase some but not all of Disney's offerings. But now the two companies have reached an agreement to restore service hours before the first Monday night football game of the season airs on ESPN. Disney is the parent company of ABC News, and as part of the deal, Spectrum TV Plus subscribers in the coming months will also receive Hulu Plus Basic and ESPN Plus. Brian Clark, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky News.
And we do have emergency traffic that continues in Utah County on northbound I-15. It's all due to an accident blocking two right lanes of travel just before Pleasant Grove Boulevard. With this crash in Linden, we have stop-and-go delays that reach about 800 North in Orem. Overflow delays continue on 700 North and parts of State Street as you're going through Pleasant Grove. Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Davis County, not bad. A little bit of slowing southbound I-15 coming from Weber into Davis County, especially by the base at Hill. But overall, looking at a pretty good drive for the rest of the area. BYU's finest student dance ensembles present World of Dance, featuring the Ballroom Dance Company, Contemporary Dance Theater, International Folk Dance, Living Legends, Theater Ballet, and Young Ambassadors. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just a touch above the normal today, high of 87, mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the low 60s, mostly clear. Tomorrow's 82, there is a slight chance for an AM shower, then partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's a beautiful day. Sunny skies, 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, a member of the search and rescue team in New York City after 9/11 reflects back on what he saw and the work that the task force did. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, your all-day companion for news.
With our roots in northern Utah, Holy Cross Hospital has a legacy of caring to help every person be whole and healthy. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Holy Cross Hospital, we're honored to carry the legacy of our namesake and equally honored to care for northern Utah's vibrant communities. Find us at 5 Holy Cross Hospital locations and more than 45 clinics along the Wasatch Front. Learn more at holycrossutah.org.
At Shields, we know good things happen when preparation meets opportunity, which means during the season, the only element of the hunt we can actually control is the work we put in and the gear we trust. So stop by the Shields sale event September 9th through the 17th and save on brands you can trust, like Sitka, Lucky Duck, Benelli, and select Shields Outfitters gear. Our Shields experts are ready to prepare you for success on your next upland and waterfowl adventure. Shields, earn your moment.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep, switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. We're committed to letting you know exactly what's going on. On our show, we're going to bring you up to speed on what's happening in the world to this moment. At the same time, the news can be really burdensome. It can leave you feeling a little bit depressed and even a little bit more depressed. My Minute of News is just a moment to lift you up. I'm blessed that KSL has given me the freedom to talk about whatever I want. Literally, it is my minute of news. Sometimes it's pegged to what's happening that very day. Sometimes it might be something bizarre that you didn't know happening somewhere else in the world. To make you smile for a moment, even on a difficult day, and make you realize the world is still spinning. I am so honored that so many people have appreciated and enjoy the minute of news every afternoon.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah National Guard members are in Morocco and ready to respond if needed after the deadly earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugh Cudbell.
Second, the FDA has just signed off on a new COVID vaccine to target new variants. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
It's emergency traffic due to an accident. Northbound I-15 still blocking two right lanes of travel prior to Pleasant Grove with stop-and-go delays back to Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A great day today with highs in the upper 80s with mostly sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 77 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. There were ceremonies today to mark the 22 years since the 9/11 attacks. At the Pentagon, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley remembering how Americans came together that day.
Those terrorists hated America. They hated our Constitution and the values that bind us together as a nation. They hated freedom and democracy and the idea that we are all equal.
Vice President Harris among those at the 9/11 Memorial in New York, where the World Trade Center once stood. President Biden will mark the occasion with remarks in Anchorage, Alaska. He's on his way back from the G20 and an historic trip to Vietnam.
Biden has been growing closer to autocratic nations in what is seen as a bid to try and counter China's influence. And he's been criticized by human rights advocates for taking this step. When I asked a senior White House official if Biden is compromising on his ideals by doing this, this official told me that absolutely not. Biden is not. However, there are autocratic leaders and countries in the world that have issues that are aligned with the U.S.'s.
ABC Selena Wang in Hanoi. A search for survivors continues following Friday's earthquake in Morocco. At least 2,700 are confirmed dead. A GOP presidential candidate trying to set himself apart from former President Trump.
In Iowa, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on how voters there want to push their party forward.
Iowans don't want the campaign to be about the past or to be about the candidate's issues. They want it to be about their future.
DeSantis still trails the former president in primary polling averages, and he's vowed to visit all 99 counties in Iowa to narrow that gap.
We're actually putting in the work that you need to be able to win.
Iowans caucus in just 4 months, kicking off GOP voting and setting the tone for the busy primary to come.
ABC's Brittany Shepherd. Houston Rockets guard Kevin Porter is under arrest in New York, accused of assaulting his girlfriend. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. It was 22 years ago today when the events of 9/11 took place in New York City, Washington, D.C., and in a Pennsylvania field. Chief Brian Case was one of several members from Utah with Task Force 1 who flew to New York to respond to rescue efforts. He clearly recalls what he saw once he arrived.
The devastation was pretty amazing. You know, if it wasn't crushed, it was burned. You know, to spend 9 days there and really not come up with anything really definitive. We had so few finds, if you will, that were discernible as being someone who had perished. It was a difficult task, not only for the rescuers, but for the canines that we had there on the pile with us. We ended up having to reward the canines as part of their training and part of their work in a different way. And so, it was a rather unique watershed moment for our system with FEMA Urban Search and Rescue.
Case tells David Dujanovic the work of Task Force 1 was vital to New York City.
This is important work. We are a unique program. And on behalf of all the members of this task force and the 62 that responded that day, I want to tell everybody that, you know, we feel like this is important, and we don't feel like we have to do this work. We feel like we get to do this work. And that was evidenced by some of the interactions that we had with some of the people there in New York.
To date, almost 40% of the remains found on the site remain unidentified. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And we have had an emergency traffic situation most of the morning, huh, Ricky, in Utah County?
Yeah, and this is due to a crash northbound I-15 approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard. So even though the crash is in Linden, it has caused stop-and-go delays to 800 North in Orem that just do not quit. Now, the good news is they're not growing and getting any worse. But at the same time, they're not easing either. Right lanes are still blocked prior to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. And we are seeing heavy and slow traffic on State Street for those who are choosing to avoid the travel on northbound I-15. Salt Lake County freeways, a delay-free drive there. But we do have a new accident called out in Weber County. It's eastbound SR-39 Ogden Canyon, about 2 miles east of Ogden itself. Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has a high of 87 today, mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 82. Then we go a chance for storms on Wednesday, 81. Down to the 70s for highs on Thursday. Chance for storms. Moving into Friday, mostly sunny, 77. Back to 80 on Saturday. Sunday's sunny, 84. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's just a beautiful day, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets at this hour. The Dow up by triple digits. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Are you finally ready to lose weight for life? Imagine the new you and feeling good in your body without the discomfort and even pain from the excess weight. Get your consultation today at Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City to assess your health and discuss if their safe and effective weight loss treatment with semaglutide or tirzepatide are a good fit for you. They offer treatments for anyone who may need support in their weight loss goals or who may benefit from prescription weight loss support with pricing up to 60% less than the name brand medications. They also offer comprehensive DNA-based testing to help you understand your metabolism to make sustained weight loss, better performance, and fitness a reality. Join our satisfied patients who are maintaining substantial weight loss. Call Revive today and book your consultation. Men, women, and couples are all welcome at Revive. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
They say good things come to those who wait, but we both know the truth. If you want the good things in life, you've got to go out and get them. So if you've been dreaming of a Cadillac, don't wait. Head to Jerry Seiner Cadillac and get one for yourself. With their award-winning XT 4, 5, and 6 models available on-site and the area's top selection of certified pre-owned Cadillacs, there's no need to wait to drive in luxury. Stop dreaming. Start driving. Visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
Found your dream house, but not your dream rate? Make your purchase with a home loan from Cypress Credit Union. Refinance within 12 months if rates drop, and Cypress Credit Union will take care of the refinancing fees.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1224. Spain's top soccer official says he's resigning after weeks of criticism following the country's Women's World Cup win.
After kissing a player on the lips following Spain's Women's World Cup championship win last month,
Luis Rubiales resigning as president of the Spanish Soccer Federation. The player, Jenny Hermoso, says the kiss was unwanted. Rubiales stepping down in a letter to the federation. Hermoso announcing his resignation during an interview on Piers Morgan Uncensored. For his actions, Rubiales was serving a 90-day suspension imposed by soccer's world governing body, FIFA. Joey Waller, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, Amazon is requiring writers who want to sell their books through ebook programs to tell the company in advance that their work includes artificial intelligence material. Amazon will not be publicly identifying books with AI, but says it might revisit that decision. PB&J and Twinkies, it could be the match made in food heaven. J.M. Smucker is reportedly close to a deal to buy Hostess Brands for about $5 billion. Mick Jagger's home in Florida just sold for $3.25 million after being on the market for less than 2 months. Jagger and his partner bought the home in 2020 for less than $2 million, and they did extensive renovations on the house before selling it. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 101 points, about 0.25%, sitting at 34,675. S&P 500 up by 29. The NASDAQ up a full percent, up 158 points. It was a big opening weekend for NFL players with local ties. To name just a few, former Utah State quarterback Jordan Love had a great first game as the starting quarterback at Green Bay. Love threw three touchdown passes. Former BYU receiver Puka Nacua made his NFL debut, catching 10 passes for over 100 yards for the LA Rams, setting a franchise rookie record. And former Ute Devin Lloyd had three tackles and a fumble recovery in the Jaguars' opening game win. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
It's about to get real for the BYU Cougars.
To the end zone, touchdown!
This Saturday, the Cougs take on Arkansas from the Powerhouse SEC Conference. Here's how to get ready. First, listen to Cougar Nation take your calls Monday at 6. Also, subscribe for BYU updates by texting the letters BYU to 57500. And then tune in for our special extended pregame coverage. Saturday starting at noon. We're Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio.
If you were in the market to sell your home, wouldn't you want to be with Utah's number one team? That would be the Stern Team. They've been rated number one by Real Trends for 2022.
I was on the Stern Team's website just the other day. It's sternteam.com, S-T-E-R-N-team.com. And I'm a homeowner. I mean, many of you are. You just click on sell, and you go to home evaluation, and in less than 30 seconds, you'll find out what the value of your home is. I did, and it was thrilling.
And of course, if you want to get your home out there in front of as many buyers as possible, listen to this. The Stern Team now has over 100 active buyer clients who are looking for a home right now.
And they have all the options you want. Like, they have an instant cash offer, if that's what you're looking for, or a buy before you sell program. They even have flexible fees customized to your needs.
The average Salt Lake City agent sells 8 homes a year. The Stern Team helps over 400 families reach real estate goals every year.
The Stern Team helps by creating more demand, resulting in more multiple offer situations that will get you more money.
Go to sternteam.com or Google the Stern Team.
Tim and Amanda, Utah's Morning News.
Trust is more important in our business, Tim, than it's ever been in my lifetime, in all of my many years of being here at KSL, because there's so much misinformation out there. And there's so much information that is heavy laden with opinion. When you come to us in the morning, what you get is the news. You get what's happening without a lot of spin or opinion and without any misdirection. That's just the pure, simple thing that you get.
When you talk about the misinformation that's out there, which there is, sometimes those stories just change from one morning to the next. And so hopefully you feel like each day as new information becomes available or we learn new things. This was certainly true during the pandemic. This is the place where we're going to share that information with you and talk about the things that are going to most affect your life.
Wake up with Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic on KSL News Radio, and it's brought to you by, well, the report about the product is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And Ricky, you've had this problem all morning long.
Yeah, it's been there for a little bit. So Utah County drivers, I'm hoping that we're going to have some good news soon. But now, a right lane is still blocked northbound I-15 with this crash prior to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. And we still have stop-and-go delays back to 800 North in Orem. Now, in Salt Lake County, a couple of new crashes. One in the Murray area at 4500 South 3rd West. It's been blocking two right lanes of traffic going westbound. Part of it is right under the I-15 overpass. And an auto pedestrian crash just called out at 200 North and 1000 West. Is your car due for some extra love? Burt Brothers is here for your vehicle's routine maintenance, all done by our ASC certified technicians. Burt Brothers, affordable, complete auto care done better. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 87. It stays dry. Overnight lows in the low 60s, mostly clear. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. There is a chance for an AM shower. Then we'll go 82 for a high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City right now. It's 81 degrees. Another temperature around the area, Provo 75. St. George, the same temperature, 75 degrees at this hour.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Salt Lake City police are investigating after a threat involving a bomb was called in about the Jewish Community Center near the U, forcing people to shelter in place for more than 2 hours on Saturday. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Arrett spoke to one woman who experienced the ordeal.
The woman didn't want her name used, but she was swimming there with her family when an announcement told them to shelter in place. Then the men and women were shepherded into separate locker rooms.
I would say around hour two, I was starting to get a little panicky just because I was separated from my family.
She says about 40 women and children spent the time sharing snacks, hoping for updates.
They tried really hard to keep people as informed as they could.
Salt Lake City Police says a telephone threat was called into 911 and they had to bring in the bomb units.
I don't know where the call originated from. That's part of our ongoing investigation, but they did use technology that allows them to hide their exact phone number.
Spokesman Brent Weisberg says they're investigating it as a type of hoax threat. Lindsay Ayer, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police say they have arrested 8 people as part of a gang investigation. The 7 adults and 1 juvenile are facing drug distribution and weapons charges. But police say the gang is suspected in as many as 15 shootings across the Salt Lake Valley. Officers say more arrests are possible. KSL's top national stories this hour. Federal and state officials in Pennsylvania continue their search for escaped prisoner Daniello Calavante today, 12 days after he first escaped from the Chester County prison.
We went from 8 square mile perimeter to 4 square miles, and now we're down to the entire state of Pennsylvania. This back and forth, it is really frustrating for people here in Chester County. I had a chance to talk with them, and yeah, they're frustrated. There's this growing angst, but you know, I will say that they are grateful for the amount of resources, multi-state agencies or you know, multiple agencies here on the ground.
That is ABC's Morgan Norwood reporting. The New Mexico sheriff says he and his deputies won't be enforcing a new temporary ban on open and concealed carry laws. The 30-day ban applies to guns carried on public property. Now, Sheriff John Allen says he will punish people wanting to protect themselves.
I'm all about gun violence and making sure that my friend's daughter who called me last night is not asking me to provide her with a bulletproof backpack and a taser because she's scared of a lockdown. I have to look and not just rule by emotions, but make sure it's common sense and that everybody's protected.
Yeah, he says he will not punish people who want to protect themselves. Governor Michelle Grisham says that she enacted the ban in the area around Albuquerque because gun violence is a public health emergency. It's been 22 years since almost 3,000 people were killed in the September 11th attacks. The names of the victims are being read aloud in New York at the 9/11 Memorial, where the World Trade Center once stood. Now this girl honored her grandfather.
And my grandfather, Edward Joseph Papa. Grandpa Eddie, even though I never got to meet you, I feel like I've known you forever. From stories and videos and pictures, it's almost as if you're still here. I feel your presence when the family says grace at the dinner table and when we pray at church. Even though my cousins and I wish we could have known you and had fun with you, we will always remember and honor you every day. We love you, Grandpa Eddie.
Those who read the names of their loved ones also offering emotional tributes and thanks to the first responders who risked their lives on that day. A new round of COVID boosters is coming soon. The FDA just signed off on a new round of seasonal boosters to accompany this year's flu shots. After a final decision from the CDC, millions of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines will be shipped across the country in the next few days. With cold and flu season on the way, an FDA panel is out with findings that suggest a popular over-the-counter oral decongestant used to treat sinus congestion is not as effective as once believed.
Oral formulation of the over-the-counter nasal congestant phenylephrine, so Sudafed, PE, or Vicks Sinex, it's been historically recognized as safe and effective, but it's been under debate since 2007. You know, there's been clinical trials that have shown that it's not effective compared to placebos.
That is ABC News medical contributor and pediatrician Dr. John Brownstein. Utah County drivers should expect overnight closures on I-15 in Pleasant Grove. Crews will be repairing bridges between 8 tonight and 5 tomorrow morning. Only the right shoulder and lanes will be closed. UDOT says repairs are needed because of an over-height collision, meaning something too tall tried to pass under that bridge. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
It's emergency traffic still in Utah County. It's due to an accident approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard on northbound I-15. And the delays, well, they're not any worse, but they're not much better. Still almost back to 800 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Clean KSL News Radio.
Our wild weather year continues. There's a big cleanup effort now underway.
In your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio, then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Are you a business owner with over 25 employees? Are you currently using a PEO for payroll, HR, or benefits? If so, you're spending a lot more money than you need to. My name is Keith with Magellan. PEOs charge $25 to $40 per employee per month, and that's before the hidden markups that go straight into their pocket. Did you know that most PEOs charge you a higher tax rate than they have to? Did you know that most PEOs don't shop your insurance policies to get the best prices? Those two markups alone cost your company thousands each year. The bottom line is PEOs are the most expensive way to manage payroll, HR, and benefits. What if there was a way to handle all of your HR needs for a fraction of the cost? Last month, we did a side-by-side comparison for a company with 60 employees. They saved $80,000 a year without giving up a single service, feature, or benefit. We're Magellan. We provide payroll, HR, and benefits for less, a lot less. Text HCM to 57500 now to get a free comparison to see how much you could save.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, police are investigating after a threat involving a bomb was called into the Jewish Community Center up near the University of Utah. KSL News Time, 1237. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints confirming that Elder Jeffrey R. Holland is recovering at home after he was hospitalized in early August. The church says Elder Holland is looking forward to continuing his service in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles as his health improves. A large food brand is getting bigger by swallowing another.
Smucker's says its signed agreement to buy Hostess represents a sweet deal. The Ohio-based company is going to spend over $5.5 billion to buy the manufacturer of Twinkies. Smucker says the purchase accelerates its focus on convenient consumer occasions. It includes Hostess facilities in six states and Canada, and about 3,000 Hostess employees will join Smucker's. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The newest iPhone is rumored to ditch Apple's Lightning charger in favor of USB-C charging. The move comes less than a year after the European Union voted to approve legislation requiring smartphones and other devices to support USB-C charging by 2024. This could help streamline the charging process across various devices and brands. It's still unclear if the shift to USB-C will happen for all new iPhone 15 models. Scary and profitable. A horror flick was the top theater film over the weekend.
Something doesn't feel right.
A badly reviewed horror movie doing so well? Oh, that's not new. The Nun 2 topped the box office in its first weekend in North American theaters, earning an estimated $32.6 million, says Warner Brothers. It grabbed over $52 million internationally. Denzel Washington's Equalizer 3 in second place in its second weekend with 12 million domestically and total global ticket sales over 107 million. Third was My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, 10 million. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And still an emergency traffic situation, Ricky?
Almost. We are starting to come out of it. We're seeing traffic starting to move a little bit better because now there is only one right lane of traffic blocked from the earlier accident northbound I-15 approaching Pleasant Grove. We still have delays back to 800 North, but it is starting to move. So continue to be a little patient trying to wait to get through this mess. We also have a crash blocking two right lanes of traffic in Murray, westbound 4500 South at 3rd West. It's at the I-15 overpass and an auto pedestrian accident with possible injuries, 1000 West, 200 North. The Utah RV Super Show at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, September 14th through 17th. Get information and discount passes at UtahRVSupershow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pretty comfortable weather today, high of 87, mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows, low 60s. For tomorrow, we're going to go 82 for a high, partly cloudy by afternoon, then a slight chance for storms working into Wednesday. From KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll hear from KSL legal analyst about the New Mexico governor's ban on open carrying of firearms in most of the Albuquerque area. This is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, your all-day companion for news.
Lennox Technology and the people who stand behind it. That's what you could expect when you work with your local Lennox dealer. Call Climate Services. Your Lennox system. Your Lennox dealer. They are truly perfect together, working together season after season to maintain your home's ultimate comfort. For a limited time, get up to $1,500 in rebates, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $3,200 in federal tax credits. Working with Call Climate Services means you're choosing the best in the business. Call today at 801-298-4810, 801-298-4810, or visit online at callclimate.com, callclimate.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number 3582-345-501.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You know, there are whodunits, and then there's Catch Me If You Can that is showing right now at Hale Center Theater. The other night, Dee and I had the chance to be there, and it is a remarkable production. You are left wondering what in the world is going on, who indeed did do it. Don't miss Catch Me If You Can. It's showing right now at Hale Center Theater. And don't forget, in a couple of weeks, mid-September, it'll be Around the World in 80 Days. It's time to get your tickets for that production. And then also Elf is coming up in November. And believe it or not, it's not too early to get your tickets for A Christmas Carol at Hale Center Theater. Every year I get a call from the theater and they say, yeah, I know it's September, I know it's October, but we're getting sold out. Don't miss the opportunity to see this amazing production that you're going to love at Hale Center Theater. Get your tickets for everything right now at hct.org.
Boyd Matheson on the pitfalls of politics. If we want to be an informed news consumer, you have to differentiate between politics and policy. The politics usually is playing to the emotional space. Often we've been conditioned to react inappropriately to anger, fear, frustration, and so on. Policy is always about solutions. You may not agree with it in terms of the path to get there, but that's okay, because you can have a policy discussion based on principles. When you get to the politics, it's more about attacking the other side, demonizing or weaponizing the words of an opponent or someone that you disagree with, or just having contempt that the other side isn't just wrong, but they're wrong and evil. Policy never gets into that space. Policy is, here's a way to get a result. Here's a path to do it. You don't have to agree, but that path is always going to lead you to the best solution.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Salt Lake City police are investigating after a threat involving a bomb required everyone at the Jewish Community Center in Salt Lake City to shelter in place for over 2 hours. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, Salt Lake police say they've arrested 8 people as part of a gang investigation. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Just one right lane's still blocked on this accident. Northbound I-15 approaching Pleasant Grove. And we still have backup to about 800 North Orem. Also an auto ped 200 North at 10th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's lovely again today with a high of 87 and mostly sunny. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 81 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
22 years later, America remembers the September 11th attacks.
The price of freedom cost many lives that served on this hallowed ground. It is with that love for country we also stand today with family and friends who have lost one of our own.
Family Life Chaplain Mark McCorkle during today's ceremonies at the Pentagon. A search continues for convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante, but there's no longer a defined search area.
We have moved from a containment model to one which involves utilizing a variety of investigative resources and which has proven successful for us in the past.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, nearly 150,000 UAW workers could walk off the job at the end of the week. They're still far apart in contract talks with Big Three automakers. ESPN says Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is not expected to play in the team's season opener tonight against the New York Jets. Hamlin is healthy and he has been working out after suffering cardiac arrest during a game in January. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. New Mexico's governor is suspending open and concealed carry laws in and around Albuquerque with a public health emergency order. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas tells David Dujanovic these types of measures get a lot of use during the pandemic.
Executive to issue an order, almost like martial law. You know, you get the, you'll call in the National Guard, or you'll close down the streets, or you'll shut down the schools or something like that. This one seems a little bit over the top legally for the reasons that you and Debbie have been talking about. I mean, it is an affront on the Second Amendment. It does seem to be something that probably should be done by something other than an executive order. In other words, maybe the legislature needs to weigh in. And in fact, just in terms of its own enforceability, I think her own sheriff or the sheriff of that particular county has said he's not going to enforce it. So it may be a toothless law. Nonetheless, it certainly seems to, on its face, fly in the face of the Second Amendment and probably isn't going to hold up.
Skorda says this ban isn't going to last very long, but we will need to keep an eye on how things play out.
I think her executive order was only to last 30 days, so it's probably going to expire before anybody does anything. But her own legislature has already talked about impeachment. Certainly the voters are going to be very upset. I mean, there may be some ramifications for that, for what happened here. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, it's probably a toothless executive order that's not going to be enforced, that's not going to be constitutional, that's not going to be supported. And maybe it was just something that she felt was appropriate at the time and felt like she really had no choice but to do it.
Now, the Albuquerque area sheriff says he will not enforce this ban. The National Association for Gun Rights has already filed a lawsuit. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. We've had an emergency traffic situation in Utah County. Let's get the very latest now with Ricky Meese.
We are coming out of emergency traffic. That's the good news. Now, we still have residual delays, but speeds are starting to improve, and the delays are starting to thin a bit in spots. It's still bogged down northbound I-15 from 800 North to Pleasant Grove, where we have an accident still blocking a right lane of traffic. They're in the process of taking up those cones and trying to get that right lane open once again. In Salt Lake County, a crash in Murray blocking right lanes of travel. Westbound 4500 South at 3rd West, it's under the I-15 overpass. And Salt Lake City PD working an auto pedestrian crash with possible injuries. 1000 West at 200 North. Fill up your bucket list in Box Elder County. History, recreation, and wildlife, along with excellent dining and shopping, await you. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast looks absolutely spectacular for fall. 87 degrees today, mostly sunny. Low 80s tomorrow, partly cloudy. We go to 81 on Wednesday, chance for storms. We get those storm chances in the forecast on Thursday, 77 the high, mid to upper 70s again on Friday, but dry, mostly sunny. The weekend looks great, Saturday 80, Sunday 84. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, very pleasant, sunny, 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The market's off to a great start for the week. We'll update your money news coming up next.
It takes a lot of patience to be an investor these days. Record high inflation, layoffs, record high debt leading to debt ceiling talks. But in the meantime, the market is looking ahead, reacting to what could happen next. You don't have to do this alone. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, telling you to take advantage of the high interest rates while they're here. Regardless of what's going on in the world, there are winners and there are losers when it comes to what you put your money into now. Because of the high interest rates, you may qualify for an upfront bonus of up to 25% just for opening an account and guaranteed growth of up to 10% for your retirement income. This exists because of the high interest rates. Don't leave your money sitting in the bank earning nothing or leave that 401k constantly fluctuating. Roll it over and open an account with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Hi, I'm Heather Kelly with KSL News Radio. I have a podcast, Money Making Sense. My passion is to help people keep more money in their pockets by learning how to cut costs.
Unplugging unused gadgets can cut your bill by 10%.
This includes anything from understanding your health insurance options.
How do those co-payments or deductibles or out-of-pockets play in? And what is it going to cost me?
To smart strategies for buying a home on your budget. But it isn't all about the cash. Not getting scammed and preventing financial abuse is a big part of Money Making Sense.
The biggest piece that's holding women back on being able to leave is feeling financially trapped.
Basically, if money affects your life in any way, I'll talk about it. That includes speaking with ambassadors, state governors, and even the U.S. Secretary of Transportation about where your tax dollars are going. Follow Money Making Sense for free wherever you get your favorite podcasts on KSLPodcast.com or the KSL News Radio app.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. We're committed to letting you know exactly what's going on. On our show, we're going to bring you up to speed on what's happening in the world to this moment. At the same time, the news can be really burdensome. It can leave you feeling a little bit depressed and even a little bit more depressed. My Minute of News is just a moment to lift you up. I'm blessed that KSL has given me the freedom to talk about whatever I want. Literally, it is my minute of news. Sometimes it's pegged to what's happening that very day. Sometimes it might be something bizarre that you didn't know happening somewhere else in the world. To make you smile for a moment, even on a difficult day, and make you realize the world is still spinning. I am so honored that so many people have appreciated and enjoy the minute of news every afternoon.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1253. Experts are raising concerns about an app known as Airbnb for pools.
The app called Swimply lets homeowners rent out their pools for $20 to $100 an hour. A company spokesperson tells the Salt Lake Tribune there are around 100 pools available to rent in the Salt Lake area, but officials are speaking out about the lack of safety regulations after a 7-year-old girl died in a rented pool in New Jersey last year. Licensing requirements are also hazy. Salt Lake County officials are sometimes divided on if renting out these private pools classifies as a business. It's leaving many homeowners unsure whether they need to register a business to rent out their pool. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, half of Americans plan to start their holiday shopping by Halloween. 12% already started. A new report from Bankrate finds a third of people expect inflation to impact their shopping habits. A quarter are stressed out about the cost of holiday shopping, and 13% feel pressured to spend more than what they are comfortable with. The Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert movie is expected to bring in $100 million in its opening weekend. Experts say the strong interest in the film is a sign that consumers are becoming very interested in shared experiences that can only be had outside of the home. The movie comes out on October 13th. The developer Pokemon Go is out with a bigger, meaner version of the game called Monster Hunter Now. The critters are more like Godzilla than Pikachu. Developers say you might need to band together with some friends to take down the scarier beasts. Now the game officially comes out on Thursday. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 105 points. It sits at 34,681. S&P is up by 30. The NASDAQ, it's up by 161 points. A yoga class during group meditation gave a group of dog walkers in Britain quite the fright. A cafe shared a Facebook post saying police swarmed the scene late at night. Now, the dog walkers had reported a mass killing because they saw multiple people laying still on the floor. Now, the class has already left. It was safe and sound when the police did arrive.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.